It's a sadly familiar story for many public spaces in the islands, and especially in the city of Honolulu. Homeless people move into an area like a park, and it falls out of use by others. That's happened to one piece of land downtown, and the city council is proposing an unusual solution. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Christina Jedra has a story on that online today, and she joins us with more. And Christina, thanks for coming on. And this proposed solution does sound unusual.
Hi, good to be here. Yeah, so the city council is considering a measure that would basically repurpose this mini park, Kamali'i Mini Park, which is downtown. And it kind of, instead of focusing on the homeless individuals specifically, they'd rather just kind of close the park as it is now and put it into other use.
And it's interesting in terms of just the other use, and again, I know the park area that you're talking about, and it's not a massive sweeping park as some people might imagine. It's more sort of a again, I use the phrase public space, just a little area. I don't know, in terms of options or other uses, what are they talking about?
Yeah, so this is a small grassy area with concrete planters and walkways. It's not like Ala Moana or anything like that. It's less than an acre. And it's right behind the Baratania Street fire station. So one of the potential alternatives is just expanding the fire station or taking the land into the fire department's use and see what they can do with it. But according to Councilwoman Carol Fukunaga, whose district this is, the area has really become overwhelmed with drug use, unpermitted camping, public urination, and has basically become a hangout for homeless individuals. So they're hoping to change that.
And the police are supportive of this, I imagine, in part because they wind up spending a lot of time dealing with complaints in and around that area. Yes.
That's right. So the city is supportive of it, the Parks Department, police, and the fire department as well. They're hoping they can, I guess, spend less resources on enforcing things in the park and focus their efforts elsewhere.
And I notice, as you include in as part of the story, the executive director of the Outdoor Circle had a different view of all of this.
That's right. Yeah, the news has sparked a bit of discussion. Winston Welch, director of the Outdoor Circle, called the potential closure of the park a sad indictment of the city. He felt that it's a shame that the city hasn't been able to maintain the park and enforce its laws. And other folks kind of criticized the move as well. They questioned where the homeless people are going to go. If they go to another park, the city will have to close that as well. And other folks are just saying homelessness is a national crisis and we really need to just invest in services like substance abuse programs and mental health programs and affordable housing. And that, you know, these problems aren't going to stop if you just close parks. You have to get to the root causes.
You know, it's interesting. One aspect of stories online at Civil Beat and elsewhere are the comments that you get from readers as well as part of it. And I noticed that on your story, some folks are suggesting, you know, or asking if the Outdoor Circle really wants to improve Kamali'i Mini Park, you know, get in touch with the neighborhood board and talk about something that is pragmatic as an alternative.
Yeah, it's kind of unclear what the alternative use will be. Right now, the city's just making the first move to start the discussion and remove it from the park department's inventory, and we'll have to wait and see what they dream up as the vision for Kamali'i Mini Park going forward.
We will see what happens with that and keep an eye on that. That is Bill 52 also, by the way, would allow City Parks Director to close parks at night, sort of a related issue.
That's right, yeah. So anyone in the park after hours would be facing financial penalties and potentially imprisonment if they're in the park when they're not supposed to be.
All right, Christina. Well, thanks very much for your report.
Thanks for having me.
And you can read Christina Jedra's full story online at civilbeat.org.